Marin Quill, and I'm talking to Lanai Bain with SEP Software. Lanai, good afternoon.
How's it going? Nice to meet you.
And we also have Christian Rowoff, also from SEP. Christian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Christian, support SEP Germany.
Let's talk about SEP. What do you guys do?
Basically, in a nutshell, in the backup world, we pretty much do everything. It's, in some sense, a bold statement, but realistically, we really do backup pretty much anything to anything.
So any operating system you support?
Exactly. We're completely cross-platform. We can backup, we can be installed and operate on, obviously, Linux, Windows, Unix, you name it. As long as it runs Java, then you're able to use that product.
So your agent is Java-based.
Exactly.
Okay, and then you said to anything. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is we use generic drivers, so anything that connects to the network, we can backup to.
Okay, so you could backup anything from an old classic tape drive to...
Exactly.
Straight storage to
it
whatever.
It could be something as simple as a college student backing up to a USB drive, all the way up to your enterprise level, disk to tape, with some SANs in the mix, some RAID arrays, whatever configuration the customer has.
So what are some of your key differentiators? The fact that you support all the different platforms, that's got to be huge.
That is huge. I mean, it gives us a very diverse portfolio. We're able to work with, obviously, governments, the private sector. I would also include one of our differentiators as being our multi-streaming technology. What that is basically we're able to back up from multiple locations to one storage unit. So our standard server comes with 5 different multi-streaming streams, I guess.
Okay.
And the advanced server comes with 99 streams.
Oh, wow.
And that's per device that you're backing up to. Say you're backing up to 2 tapes at a time, then with the advanced server, you could actually be running 198 streams at once. So generally, we see largely reduced backup windows, generally in the neighborhood 30 to 70%. Depending on the network capabilities and...
Oh, very cool. So you're really able to use the bandwidth that the customer has.
Exactly.
Backup as quick as possible in parallel.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
So, and the faster the network, obviously, the more we shine.
Yeah. So we asked you guys to come in and talk to us today because you guys have started to build an appliance for your solution, right?
Correct.
So why an appliance?
I'm talking from the support and why appliance? I think everybody knows how difficult it could be to get all packages together to set up a running environment, in this case for a backup solution. And the appliance is the easiest way for us to give everything tested to customer side. He just needs a virtual machine, put that on the machine and start it. And everything is ready for a backup.
And probably the nice thing is your customers, when they're evaluating or taking a look at your software for the first time, they just turn it on and it works. They don't have to run through all those prerequisites.
Absolutely correct.
Now, from the support side, I'd imagine it also is really going to help you guys after the fact. Because now you know everything's configured properly.
Yes, I think we will have more than 40% less support tickets because this 40% are installing network configuration. Yeah, and Lanai said we need some Java for our graphical user interface.
Yeah.
Where can I download the Java? And now everything is included.
Yeah, it's just ready to go. It's a turnkey solution as soon as they download and get it running.
Exactly.
Also, it really helps support because one, not only do we know that everything's configured properly, but you guys can remotely add, modify, and change those boxes.
Yes, that's right.
So you really have control over, you don't have to worry about customers actually applying not only the patches to your application, but also the patches to the operating system itself. You guys can almost be gatekeepers and say, this particular patch is relevant to our product because it's going to help us get better security or better speed or whatever it is. And you can then push that out to all of your different sites.
Yes.
So you mentioned virtual appliance. Are you doing anything with physical appliances or just purely virtual?
Both.
Okay. So you're supporting both different kinds.
Yeah.
What made you initially start to look at appliances? I assume there were some business reasons of what you were trying to do.
It's a value-added solution. Like Christian said, anytime you can decrease support calls, it adds value. For us, that's nice. For the customer, in an overall business plan, it's a reduction of costs. If somebody can make a couple mouse clicks opposed to doing a full-blown installation, then obviously they're saving time on their end. We're able to help the customer that way. Also, it adds a lot of remote features. So someone can obviously install our product very easily in conjunction with Sless at multiple locations around the world if they need to from one location.
And another important thing is the change from OES Network to OES Linux. We know that most of all administrators start the Linux training at the moment.
Yep.
And that's the next reason why it's good to have a running solution without have big knowledge about the operating system, Linux,
yeah,
for this moment.
Yeah, it's just a turnkey solution. They just have to bring it up, probably configure a couple things, and it's up and running. And most importantly, it's running properly. You guys have configured it. It's secure. It's optimized for your application, right?
Yeah.
It's not
exactly
taking all the guesswork out and really relying on talent at the customer site.
Right.
Because in the end game, you really just want your customers to be able to use your application and have it configured and running the best that it possibly can.
In addition to that, another attribute of our product is helping the customer switch, you said, from NetWare. We actually can do the migration as well. And so basically, it's as simple as taking the NetWare 6.5 and just doing a complete backup of that and then a restore onto Celeste 10 or Celeste 11. It transfers eDirectory, NSS volumes, trustee rights, everything in one turnkey solution.
Cool. So you're really making people's migrations a lot easier.
Exactly.
And safer.
True. Yeah. And we've actually had some customers who have purchased our software solely for migration purposes. And it worked so well, they said, hey, that was so painless. Why don't we just start using this as a backup solution as well?
Oh, cool.
So we've gotten some positive feedback in that sense.
Have you gotten any feedback yet from customers on this move towards appliances?
We have. We have a current customer who has several hundred hotels around the world. We were contacted by the director of IT who said he was very happy with having the appliance because he was able to actually set up a VM and install the appliance quickly in multiple locations around the world from his office.
Oh, very cool.
So it just kind of took the guesswork out of who he was going to be dealing with that was actually on site in each individual location and enabled him to do it remotely.
Yeah, and again, they're all guaranteed to be totally identical.
Exactly.
And very remotely set upable. And the other thing is, if there's ever an issue, it's easy just to redeploy a new copy of that appliance.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's easy to get up and running and...
Yeah, because we exactly know what they have.
Yeah, that's the whole point is, and if you do find that you guys have made a mistake or something could be more optimized, you know that it's that way in all of your customers.
Right.
You make that one change and everybody benefits.
Well, and like you just referred to, it's standardized. And anything that's standardized is going to be easy for both us to help the customer with and for the customer to get accustomed to and work with themselves.
And what I really like is I think people overuse the term standard because a lot of people say that it's a standard just because they have the steps written down on how to configure something. And it's like, you're hoping people use that standard. We're here, we're saying no, down to the bit level.
Right.
These are all identical, all configured the same, and good to go. So why'd you guys decide on SUSE Linux as the basis for your appliance?
Well, with our partnership with Novell, it just seemed like the next logical step. We want to stay ahead of the curve, and we want to be in position to support and to continue to support all of our current users and future users.
What was your experience in building the appliance using our SUSE Studio?
It's easy. Yeah, I would say it's perfect. I talked to one of the developers from this studio, and he asked me, Christian, do you think I should change something? And I said, no, because you're the first who did that. And it's great. Without documentation, you're able to click in 5 minutes your whole environment. And after that, start it. You can test it. Yeah, and then download it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Talked to several people this week who have said that they found using SUSE Studio to build their appliance was easier than actually installing the SUSE off of a DVD.
Yeah.
They found it was much simpler. It was cake. It was absolutely nothing. And now they've got that standard image that they're building all their appliances off of.
Right.
Cool.
I think that also expands IT's capability as well because they can have a lower end user actually communicate with the applications and install the applications themselves. They don't always have to be on site. So if it's from a consulting standpoint, it's basically less work for a consultant that would actually have to go in and do the configuration. They can actually focus on support and meeting the needs of the customer rather than the bare basics of running through the steps of installation and stuff like that. It just makes their life easier.
Yeah, they get to concentrate on really worrying about the architecture of the whole backup plan and all that and concentrate on that layer rather than having to worry about all this underlying technology.
Right.
Cool. If people want more information on your product, where should they go?
The easiest thing for our US-based customers or North American customers is to go to sepusa.com. And for our European customers, we invite them to go to sep.de. On those websites, all of our downloads are on there. All of our products are on there. You can place support tickets. Also included in our 30-day trial installation, we do full support in the US, so people can actually go on and place service request tickets.
There's a 30-day demo license included.
Right.
Yeah.
We have full documentation on the sites as well, and we should be able to answer all your questions. Another place you can go is or send an email directly to sales@sepusa.com.
Great. Lanai and Christian, thanks a lot for sitting down talking to me about how you guys are using SUSE appliances.
Thanks for your time.
Great. Thanks for your time.